everyone, and welcome to episode number 3 of the Gaelic Athlete Podcast with me, Conor O'Neill from Know Yourself Nutrition. So this week saw the first intake of the Gaelic Athlete Nutrition Coaching Programme, which is now closed. So looking forward to getting into the first week of that with a new set of clients and looking forward to preparing them for the season ahead. So until the next intake to that program, you can of course check out the Gaelic Athlete programs, which are my set of programs that you can get and follow along by yourself, including nutrition, gym work, supplements, and the cookbook. And for all the podcast listeners, I've put together a discount of 10% on any of the programs when you enter podcast in the checkout box. So on to today's episode. What we're talking about is fruit and vegetables for the GAA athlete and why they're actually important. I know the mere mention of fruit and vegetables brings back memories of parents telling us that they eat them up so that we can get our dessert. And if you're like me, that's probably stuck with you, even though you might have let your intake of them fall by the wayside when you began having control over your own food intake. Particularly when we know the importance of energy balance and macronutrient intake, it can be very easy to forget about the fundamental importance of fruit and vegetables. But have you ever stopped to ask yourself, why fruit and vegetables might actually be so important? So what I wanted to do with this episode was to give you some solid reasons for why you might actually want to start more consistently hitting that 5, 6, even up to 10 portion per day mark. So number one is that they help with digestion. So fruit and vegetables are usually high in fibre, and having sufficient fibre intake is important for your digestive function. But that isn't limited just to your ability to use the toilet. To digest food is to break it down so that we can get the nutrients out of it to be used within the body. We can't get the glucose from complex carbohydrates or the amino acids from proteins without first breaking them down, for example. So soluble fibre from foods like the flesh of apples and pears, from berries, oats, beans, nuts, seeds, etc., form a gel with the food, which may slow down the movement of the food through the digestive system, and this allows the body to absorb the nutrients in that food. On the other side, we have insoluble fibre from foods like fruit skin, leafy vegetables, broccoli, bread, brown rice, etc. And this provides the food with bulk, which accelerates the body's drive to pass the food through, allowing the removal of food after we've gotten the nutrients from it. So for these reasons, as you can see, it's important to get plenty of both types in. And luckily, most fibre-rich foods, even the ones we've mentioned previously, contain some of both forms of fibre. So eating a wide range of fruit and veg whilst adding in things like whole grains can go a long way towards optimising your fibre intake. And as a side note, fibre intake is also associated with controlling cholesterol as well as helping reduce the risk of bowel cancer. As a general recommendation, about 10 grams of fibre per 1000 calories is a good place to start, meaning that someone consuming 2500 calories per day should be eating about 25 grams of fibre per day. Reason number two is that they keep you full. So for many GAA athletes, hunger really isn't much of an issue due to the relatively large calorie intake, but some do struggle with it, particularly when eating less in an effort to lose weight. Given the fact that most fruits and vegetables are relatively low in calories compared to their volume, including more can mean eating more food volume without adding a lot of calories, even reducing calories. There was a study done where some of the participants ate an apple 15 minutes before a meal, which resulted in them eating less food or fewer calories than the group that didn't eat the apple. The apple eaters actually reduced the caloric intake by more than the calorie amount of the apple. This basically meant that eating the apple before the meal and then eating the meal led to less overall intake than eating the meal alone. This study also compared apple juice, which didn't actually reduce the overall intake, indicating that the fibrous element of the apple probably contributed to the fullness. And you don't even need a study to make this point. If you had a meal of chicken and rice, for example, but decided to add a big pile of lettuce and cucumber to the side, basically with negligible calories, you probably know without even trying it that it's going to fill you up more. Reason number three is they provide micronutrients or vitamins and minerals. It's not quite clear whether or not athletes should be recommended to eat more micronutrients than non-athletes. Some say that the increased demand of the body requires more micronutrition, whilst others say that usually the increased food intake of athletes means that they end up getting more anyway. There is also some evidence suggesting that athletes are at greater risk of being deficient in certain vitamins and minerals, especially when they restrict their diet in terms of energy or calories or in terms of specific foods like meat and dairy, for example. Vitamins are essential nutrients that the body usually cannot produce enough of and which it therefore needs to get from food. These include the fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E and K, and the water-soluble B vitamins as well as vitamin C. And vitamins facilitate a huge number of various roles within the body, including energy production, cellular repair, skin health, and improving the immune system function, among other things. Minerals are also crucial to maintaining overall health and the functionality of the body. These include things like sodium, potassium, magnesium, chloride, calcium, iron, zinc, among others. They are also involved in many functions in the body, including fluid balance, transmission of signals to the muscles, even in muscle contractions, and maintenance of structures like bone and your hormonal regulation as well. It would be much too complicated to start tracking all of these things and find out how much of each vitamin and mineral you had to actually eat, although a blood test can help find out what your levels might be. But instead of just tracking it and trying to get it so accurate, we try to follow recommendations around a consumption of certain foods, primarily fruits and vegetables. So we've all heard of the 5-a-day recommendation, and it is a good place to start. But getting up towards that 8 to 10 mark per day might be a better place to aim for, given that we are likely consuming a lot more food than most people anyway, given our energy demands, and because there may be more demand for the micronutrients, given the extra stress on our body. Consuming meat 1 to 2 times per week, consuming dairy where possible, and getting sufficient sunlight for vitamin D production can also help ensure this adequate micronutrition. A multivitamin can also help, and specific mineral or vitamin supplements can be used to counteract potential deficiencies, but these shouldn't be seen as an alternative to consuming fruits and vegetables. Number 4 is they can help with hydration. Given that water makes up over 50% of your body, and that means you are more water than human technically, and that water is being removed throughout the day via urination, breathing and sweating, it's crucial that we are replacing it by consuming sufficient water. Doing so allows the body to better regulate its temperature, which is crucial during training especially, allows it to digest food better, transport nutrients around the body, lubricate joints, and improve many other biological processes. As a GAA athlete, where you tend to be training often and hard, and therefore tend to sweat a lot more than non-athletes, it can be difficult to meet your hydration requirements through water alone. Many fruits and vegetables can help out here. Some fruits and vegetables are even made up of over 90% water, meaning that whatever volume of that fruit you consume is almost the equivalent to consuming that amount of water. So for example, if you eat a piece of watermelon the size of a glass, that is almost the same as drinking a glass of water. So some fruits and vegetables that are over 90% water are watermelon, as mentioned, cucumber, strawberries, spinach, broccoli and melon, among others as well. And apart from the replacements with fluids, proper hydration also depends on having adequate electrolyte balance. Electrolytes are salts that are often found in foods and drinks, and they include sodium, potassium, calcium, chloride and magnesium. And they play a key role in the electrical signaling systems within the body that affect the heart, the muscles and nerves. And they also help regulate fluid balance within the body. Number 5 is to keep the diet interesting. At some stage, we've probably all been in the habit of eating bland chicken and rice or plain porridge or just potatoes and meat. And we can often narrow the range of foods that we eat to a set of 2 to 3 protein sources and maybe 2 to 3 carb sources, for example. And if you're someone like me who loves food, that just gets boring after a while. And who can blame you for feeling the need to eat pizza and takeaway food all weekend while you're eating tasteless, boring food all week? But including fruits and vegetables opens up a huge range of possibilities within your diet. They're extremely versatile, meaning there's a range of different ways that they can be prepared and cooked. So your usual watery, soggy broccoli isn't your only option there. There are also so many different types of fruits and vegetables that you're almost sure to find some that you like. And you can check out some recipes on my Instagram page, for example, or by getting the cookbook. So you might ask as a final question, what if I don't like vegetables? Well, you have to remember that you didn't always like, you know, coffee or alcohol, but a lot of us actually get to the point where our taste buds adapt to actually like them. And in the same way, your taste buds can adapt to enjoying vegetables over time if you eat them regularly enough. However, in order to improve your ability to enjoy them, try preparing them in a few different ways. So sauteing or frying them, roasting them, frying them raw, and try adding a few spices and sauces to them. Because given the importance of fruits and vegetables to your overall health and performance, you really can't afford not to be getting them in. So thanks for listening this week, and I will speak to you again next week.